continuing with our look at the events that followed the day of Ashura. The prisoners were now dispatched by Yazid. They were sent from Damascus to Medina. History tells us that when they approached the place where the road diverted towards Iraq, they requested to stop at Karbala first. And it is reported that they reached Karbala on the Arba'een, this is the 40 days after Ashura, of 62 after Hijrah, which was the year after. And inshallah, we will look at the events of Arba'een, on the day of Arba'een, which is the coming Tuesday. They stayed in Karbala for 3 days, and left for Medina after bidding farewell to the graves of their loved ones. It is said that all the way to Medina, Umm Kulsum kept on reciting some lines where she says, Medina tajaddina la taqbalina, O Medina of our grandfather, do not accept us. Fabil hasarati wal ahzani jina, for we return with grief and sorrow. We left with our whole family, and we return with no men or sons. We are the daughters of Taha and Yasin, the bearers of events and truth. O grandfather, the enemy's desire was fulfilled by killing us and disgracing the women, carrying them forcefully in unsaddled camels. O Medina, a caravan of sorrow and an abundant gift of tears we bring. O Medina, Karbala took away a garden of flowers. Will you bring back only the rose water? Medina, they took away the Yusuf of the family of Ali, and we return only with his shirt. O Medina, captivity did not prevent us to speak out to the enemy. Bashir ibn Juzlam writes that as they approached near Medina, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Islam asked him to compose a poem to be able to announce the martyrdom of Imam Hussein al-Islam to the people of Medina and the arrival of the prisoners, the house of the Ahlul Bayt. Bashir says that he entered Medina and he called out, Ya Ahla Yathrib la muqama lakum biha, kutila al-Husayn wa admui midrar, al-jismu minhu bi Karbala mudharraj. والرأس منه على القناة بضار. O people of Yathrib, you cannot stay here. Hussein was murdered, and for him I fear. At Karbala, his body was drenched in blood and dust, his head on a spear carried from city to city. Women came out of their houses weeping. People moved towards the caravan, blocking the roads. A minbar was prepared for Imam, and he came out of his tent weeping. Everyone was trying to console him and crying at the same time. Imam mounted the minbar and said, Allah is to be praised in all circumstances. He made us bear great hardships. A great breach has taken place in Islam. My father, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and his dear ones and companions have been killed. His women and children were made captives. My father's head was fixed on a spear and shown round the different Islamic cities. O people, we were treated as if we were guilty of hateful deeds or indecencies, although we had not committed any crime or sin and had not in any way betrayed Islam. By Allah, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ordered them to fight against us, they would have done nothing more than they did. And then the caravan entered Medina. Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam went to visit his uncle Muhammad al-Hanafiyya, who wasn't well. When he saw Imam, he said, Where's my brother? And Imam said, I have come back to Medina as an orphan. No one is with me except for the women and children. What would you have done had you seen your brother asking for help and not getting help except for being martyred thirsty? Umm Kulthum and Sayyidah Zainab went to the grave of their grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, We carry the news of our brother Hussein Shahadat. They wept, and the people of Medina wept with them. Umm Salma came out of her home with some earth that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had given to her. It had turned red. It had turned into blood. Ummul Baneen, the mother of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, went to Baqi mourning the shahadat of her 4 sons. An enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, Marwan ibn Hakam, when he saw her crying, went up to her and said, Are you saddened by the loss of your sons? She said, I would have sacrificed 1,000 sons for the son of Fatima, but I weep when I think how he could have dismounted from his horse with no hands. She used to say, O Abbas, none would have dared to come near you had your sword been in your hands. Now again, when we look at these incidents and we see the encouragement to keep Ara alive, the memory of Ashura is solely there that we as human beings understand. what is right and what is wrong. In the mirror of Karbala and his aftermath, all of us can look inside it and have a look and see what the human being or what levels we can drop to when the ego, when the personality takes over. When wealth, when position, when power, when the eye sticks out. And how one can raise oneself spiritually when one understands one's true potential, which is reaching towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nafs al-mutma'inna. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow.